Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Nun Zayin, Menachos 57. Today's Daf Yomi comes along Rav Mari and he asks the following question. Chimtza Berosha Shalmas Beach Mahu. So let's say you have the chometz of the mincha offering, and we know that it's not allowed to ferment, it's not allowed to become chometz, and it became chometz, but it became chometz on the top of the altar, meaning to say that below the altar it wasn't yet chometz, but when it was brought up on the altar in order to become chometz, in order to be offered, that's when it became chometz. So what would be the law under those circumstances? Would we say that you're liable because you have caused the mincha offering to become chametz, to ferment, or do we say differently, then maybe it should be exempt? So the Gemara looks at the two possibilities. Should we say you're exempt because it says asher takrivu amarachmana, that the Torah says that you're not allowed to make the mincha chametz, and from the words asher takrivu, meaning to say that something that was going to be brought, v'ha akrava, but this mincha was already brought up on the altar, and so therefore maybe the prohibition doesn't apply once it was already brought up. Or do we say odoma mechusar aktara k'mechusar ma'isa dami, since it wasn't actually burnt yet on the altar, maybe we should say that therefore it's that the prohibition of causing it to chametz still applies. And the Gemara asks the question, v'hashtu d'nafkale mikoha mincha, and so therefore since the bride is deriving this from the words koa mincha, that there is a prohibition not only on the kometz but on also on the mincha as long as the kometz was not yet brought. Asher takrivu lamali. Why does it need to be bringing a proof from these words asher takrivu? So the Gemara says reason why it needs to bring a proof from asher takrivu is because mibale kedetanya, because there is the words asher takrivu are also needed for another source to tell us rabos minchas nechasim lachim. The mincha of the nesachim, that the libation offering, not just the mincha offering, but a libation offering which accompanied different karbanos, which was the flour and oil offerings, that even though the shirayim did not go to the Kohanim to eat, nevertheless, there's still going to be a prohibition for that to be chametz. And even though the prohibition of chametz was only said about the Karban Minchos and the Shirayim for the Kohanim, nevertheless, we say that the prohibition of chametz also applies to Nesachim, and that is learned out from the words that you shall bring. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Rabbi Akiva says, no, why do we use the words Asher Takrivu? Not to teach us that the prohibition of chametz also applies to Nesachim, but tell us it also applies to the lechem hapanim, to the showbread which was brought up on the lechem upon the shulchan inside the mizbeach, which the kohanim ate once, was handed out to the kohanim once a week. So the prohibition of chametz applies even to that even though there's no kmitza there and there's no part of the lechem hapanim which was brought on the altar, we still say that the prohibition of chametz also applies to it. That's how Rashi understands it. So the Gemara asks the question, why do we say that it applies to Minchas Nesachim? Why do we say that there's a prohibition of chametz on Minchas Nesachim? How could that even be possible? May Perosim. There's only oil added to them. There is no water added to them. So it's just May Peros. It's just fruit water. And we've already established that fruit juice is Ein Machmitzin. So if that's the case, since fruit juice cannot cause the flour to leaven, why would we have to be concerned about chametz by the nesachim? So says Reish Lakish, Omer Haya Rabbi Aglili, Minchas Nesachim Megabo B'mayim Ukshera. The Rabbi Yossi Aglili was of the opinion that you were permitted to add water to the nesachim flour, and aside from the oil, you were also allowed to add a little bit of water, and then you would mix it up, and so therefore, by adding water, it would indeed come to ferment. So the Gemara asks the question, lechem aponim. How could we say that the lechem aponim could ever be an issue? How could we think that it could ever become chametz? Midas yaveshi, the lechem aponim is mixed in a utensil that was mixing only something that was yavesh, that was dry. Ushamanale Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Midas Yavesh on his Kacha. And Rabbi Akiva himself taught us, and he's going to teach us again on Daf Tzadi, that a utensil that mixed in the dry ingredients that were in the temple, we say that they were never sanctified with the kedusha of the mizbeach, with the holiness of the altar. And so therefore, when you measured out the lechem upon him, we're going to say that it was not yet sanctified. And so therefore,
the Lechem Aponim would not be sanctified until it was actually placed onto the table, or until it was baked. And so therefore, how would you ever have the Lechem Aponim that it could possibly become Chametz? So this is the question that the Gemara raises. And the Gemara gives an answer to this question, and the Gemara says what it says. Without going into the Gemara's answer, from the basic understanding of the Gemara, the question is that the Lechem Aponim could never become Chametz, because from the moment they were in the dry utensil, they weren't sanctified. And then once they were baked, something that's baked can't become Chametz. So Tosus challenges this, because Tosus says, we see from here that even according to Rabbi Akiva, actually, it's able to become chametz. And how would that happen? Because from the moment it was placed into the oven, the top of it would the top layer of the dough would become burnt. It would become thick, or not burnt, it would become cooked. And so at that moment, the rest of it would be able to become chametz. Meaning to say that once the top of it is chametz, it's still not completely burnt and it's still not completely cooked, and the rest of it can become chametz. And from this, Tosfos wants to say that there's this very relevant to when we bake the matzah on Pesach, that even though the top layer is cooked, the rest of it can still become chametz. So to hear Tosfos is saying that the top of it, once the top of it is cooked, it sanctifies it, and the rest of it can become chametz. And we see here a lot of very important laws with respect to if a person is baking matzah on Pesach and a person wants to take out the matzah before it becomes completely burnt. At what point do we say it's completely cooked and not able to become more chametz? And it's not just once the top level is cooked, but we have to be careful until when you break it if the strings of dough don't follow.